cash fed cattle trade opened up at steady money Thursday. High coal cow prices amid increased cow slaughter speaks to beef demand and perhaps some shifting demand, says David Anderson. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 18th of March. Grain futures rebounded from the previous session's hard break. Kansas City wheat set the pace, up mainly 24 to 32 cents, as traders apparently grew less confident in the Russia ceasefire chatter. Soybeans also received support from stronger oil prices. Corn futures closed 20 to 24 cents higher in old crop contracts, and then mostly 11 to 14 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 14 to 21 cents higher in old crop contracts, and then mostly 8 to 12 cents higher. Higher grain futures weighed on feeder cattle futures, which closed an average of $1.13 lower. Live cattle futures edged an average of 13 cents higher, except for 7 cents lower in Feb. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade waddled from the blocks at steady money of $138 a hundredweight on a live basis in the Southern Plains and Nebraska through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. That was on moderate demand and light trade in the Southern Plains and slow trade and light demand in Nebraska. Elsewhere, trade was limited on light demand with too few transactions to trend. Live prices in the Western Corn Belt last week were at $138 to $140. Dressed prices there were $219 to $222, and dressed prices in Nebraska were at $220. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.03 lower Thursday afternoon at $257.05 a hundredweight. Select was 41 cents higher at $250.68. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 600 to 750 pounds sold steady to $5 lower at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, but steers weighing 750 to 900 pounds sold steady to $6 higher and then unevenly steady at heavier weights. Heifers weighing more than 650 pounds sold steady. There are 6,559 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $2 to $3 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, while feeder heifers sold $4 to $5 higher. Steer calves sold steady to $5 higher, and heifer calves traded $6 to $8 higher. There are 3,074 head on offer. Steers weighing 500 to 550 pounds sold steady to $5 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, where there are 2,632 head. Steers weighing 550 to 700 pounds and 800 to 850 pounds sold $2 to $7 higher, with instances of up to $16 higher. Steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds traded $11 to $16 higher, with instances of up to $18 higher. At Apache Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers sold $5 to $7 higher, and feeder heifers traded $1 to $4 higher. Steer calves sold mostly steady, while heifer calves sold $2 to $6 higher. There are 2,196 head on offer. There were 1,842 head at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady, with instances of $4 higher. Finally, steers weighing less than 750 pounds sold mostly $3 lower at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Heifers traded $4 to $7 higher. There are 1,630 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher again Thursday amid what some analysts term a relief rally, in this case tied to confirmation of what was mainly expected in the Fed announcement the previous day relative to interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 417 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 53 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 178 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed $6.41 to $8.06 higher in the front six contracts as Russia continued its attack on Ukraine. Cow and calf prices have taken divergent paths in recent weeks due to the uncertainty of war, rising feed costs, record cattle on feed, and shifting consumer purchases, says David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets from the Livestock Marketing Information Center. Anderson notes the price for mid-7-weight steers dropped about $9 in the Southern Plains over the last 2 weeks to $156 a hundredweight, although they're still significantly higher than the $138 a year earlier. At the same time, he says cull cow prices reached $75 in the Southern Plains last week, which was $20 higher than early February. He adds 85 to 90% lean cull cows averaged about $46 a year earlier. The 5-year average price for the first week of March is about $59. Moreover, Anderson says, cow prices are increasing in spite of large cow slaughter, explaining weekly cow slaughter during the first 2 weeks of February totaled 145,000 head. That was the largest weekly slaughter since the first week of December 2012 and represents the biggest 2 consecutive weeks since the fall of 2011. According to Anderson, beef cow slaughter has been extremely large, rivaling peak fall slaughter levels. This large beef cow slaughter is coinciding with seasonally large dairy cow slaughter, which typically peaks early in the year, he says. In terms of reasons for increasing cull cow prices as volume increases, Anderson suggests it speaks to consumer demand. He explains both the cow beef cutout and wholesale 90% lean beef for ground beef are well above a year ago at $229 and $284 a hundredweight, respectively. At the same time, he says, wholesale middle meat prices have dropped in recent weeks. For example, both wholesale ribeye and strip loin prices have fallen below year-ago levels. With that as the backdrop, Anderson explains there's some evidence of consumers shifting purchases to more ground beef and fewer steaks in response to high retail prices. There's also evidence of some shifting to less expensive select beef cuts and away from higher-priced choice and prime. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 18th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.